We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
This is your wake-up call.
Wake the fuck up. The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned it.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Wake up.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Quita from Atlanta.
Quita, what's the matter? Why you sound like that?
I'm very frustrated. Me and my daughter was together for her birthday, you know, pretty much the day after she got home from school. And, you know, I had her a birthday gift, kind of talk to her dad, and I'm kind of going back and forth with my children's dad regarding our co-parent situation. But he does absolutely nothing for our five children, like always have to come up with an excuse. And I'm at the point I'm not working, so, you know, I kind of do what I can do to provide for the children, but he does absolutely zero nothing. Our daughter's birthday was yesterday. We went, you know, a couple places, and we broke down in my car. I'm currently still broke down with my daughter. You know, she's been asleep while I'm trying to fix the situation or at least get a ride. Mm-hmm. He was supposed to come help me. Did he help? No.
Oh, no.
Damn.
Yeah, all types of excuses.
How could he not want to come get his daughter?
Yeah, I think he was upset because he didn't get her anything, but I got her something for her birthday. And it's, like, very petty to me because it's, like, at the end of the day, you know, we're the parents. You know, like, it makes no sense to me.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that you're dealing with that.
Yeah, I appreciate it. But you know what? I listen to you guys every single day. And me being a struggling mom, I always have wanted to call just to kind of throw my Cash App out there to see if I could get some type of help from anybody.
Give me Cash App. Give it out. Give it out. Give it out.
It is $QUI 1984.
Well, I hope you get
1984. Yes, QUI 1984.
Well, I hope you get people to donate. But I do have to question. You said you got five kids from this guy.
Yes, we were together 13 years. I broke up with him about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's an issue with him still wanting to be with me, but I do not want to put me and my children back in that situation.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, but either way, he
still
should be taking care of his responsibilities, though, either mm-hmm. way.
And why would I want to be with somebody that's not handling their responsibilities? That's so unattractive.
Yeah, I mean, I asked for $20, still waiting on it. $10, still waiting on it. $15, just for gas money. You can't even do that.
Wow. Meanwhile, he giving his side chick $40 whenever
she
wanted.
Man.
Yeah, and living off people. Like, come on, that makes no sense.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. You make up excuses just so y'all have to take care of your responsibility. But I've been doing it on my own. You know, we have a high school graduate that was my credit, you know, given for that. You don't get credit for anything because you don't do anything.
All right.
Thank you, Mama.
Thank you guys so much.
Keep holding it down. That's all you can do, right?
Hello, who's this?
This is C.
C, what's up? Get it off your chest, brother.
All right. First, I want to dedicate the Breakfast Club show today to all black women. I think
that's right. I love that.
They look out for us. They pick us up when we're down.
That's right.
You know, they hold us when we sit. They have our kids for us. So I want to put out a challenge. I want every black man today for this weekend to at least do something special for at least 5 black women in his life and even a couple of strangers. Also,
I agree with you, brother.
Mm-hmm. A couple of other things. I listen to Big Lotto Freestyle, L.A. Leakers. That girl is spitting fire. You hear me?
Yeah, Big Lotto was spitting. She was snapping.
Mm-hmm. So I am a fan. Big Lotto, I am a fan. Megan Stallion, I am a fan.
Well, thank you, brother.
Hey, man, like give us our show back, all right?
Yeah. You just like a big thing to throw up. Whatever came on your mind, you just spit it out, huh?
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Come on.
The Breakfast Club. Get it, pick up the mother phone and dial. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah. Hello, who's this?
Hi guys, good morning. This is Niecy from Miami, Florida.
Hey Niecy, get it off your chest.
I wanted to jump on that topic where you guys are asking if you ever had a friend set you up. So
yes.
I never had a friend set me up, but I set up my boyfriend. A couple of years ago, basically, we were in a relationship, of course, and I was cheating on him with someone he knew, like on and off for a while. And long story short, I got caught, and he gave me the ultimatum that if I want things to work, and for him not to leave me, that I had to invite him over to our apartment. He's going to hide somewhere, basically come out, surprise him, and beat him up. So I didn't want to do that, obviously. But I'm like, I want to sort. I'm sorry. So I invited him over. I just sat on the couch. He came out the kitchen. He's like, what's up? What's up? And the other guy was just like, he didn't know what to say. He was like frozen. He was shocked. So they started going at it. And I just went through my closed door. I'm like, whatever.
So you set him up.
Basically, because I'm like, look, I'm sorry. So to this day, it's crazy. I still see that dude everywhere. Because he's actually a family friend. So every function I go to with my family, that dude is always there. He doesn't say anything to me. I say nothing to him.
Sheesh, that's right. Awkward.
Well, have
can
a good...
Can I get a shout out?
Go ahead.
Really quickly, shout out to my boyfriend now. He has two children. Shout out to Ivan, Castillo. I love you, baby. You're going to be waking up hearing this later on, but I love you.
Wait a minute.
Let me get through.
You got a boyfriend named Now?
Her new boyfriend, who she is with now.
My new boyfriend now.
Ivan.
Yes, we had two children.
Oh, I thought you said his name was Now.
My goodness.
No, my new man now.
That's what he sounded like.
Thank you, Mama.
Commas matter, pauses matter, even when you're talking.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Gordon. Good morning, matters of morning. How y'all doing?
Good morning, Gordon.
Get off your chest.
Okay, I got a quick question. Why is Lizzo on IG Live taking a dump?
She is?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not comfortable with that.
Well, get off her live.
I'm taking time for me. No. Listen. I'm on social media. I'm just scrolling, and it just pops up, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even like to FaceTime or talk on the phone when I'm in the bathroom. Why are you going to go on live in the bathroom? That's your personal time. That's your peace.
Yeah, I don't want to see nobody doing that, Lizzo or otherwise, but whatever. That's Instagram. Yeah. That's the world we live in. Everybody overshares. I don't even know you can call it oversharing anymore. I just think that's the world.
It is the world.
I don't even know you can call it oversharing. I'm
maybe she's making you feel comfortable with her. Like, we're so cool with each other, all my followers.
No,
I just sit here on the toilet while we talk.
Listen, no, Angela, I'm in the military. I already got to get comfortable as it is. I'm good.
Okay.
Mm-mm-mm. I don't need no more comfort.
All right.
I don't need no more comfort.
Thank you, brother.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Jess.
Hey, Jess, get it off your chest.
I'm up early for the first time, and I'm back from living abroad in China, and I'm just super excited to be home and enjoy just, you know, being back in the U.S. And I'm really excited to talk to you guys. I listened to you guys when I was living abroad, and it's super exciting to be on right now, well, and I love you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What were you doing abroad? What's your business over there?
Well, first I went to study, get my master's, and I was just working for a few companies, digital marketing and so whatnot. And now I'm back home trying to find jobs here. So wish me luck.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building today.
Yes, indeed.
The brother Rod Wave. Welcome, brother.
Yes, sir. What it do?
Rod is from the great state of Florida. You know what I say about Florida, Rod Wave. The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida.
Yeah, for sure. Florida, Florida wild.
Rod, man, he feel old as soon as he sat down.
Yeah, as soon as he sat down, he says, man, this is crazy. We said, what? He says, I was watching y'all when I was a little kid. Damn it, man.
Oh, you 22, right?
Yeah, 21.
20.
Damn.
21.
That means when we started the Breakfast Club, he was 11.
Yeah, wow. That's crazy, bro. I was like 13, 14 watching this.
But what got you into music? What got you rapping? I know you're a huge fan of Kanye West and College Dropout, but what got you saying, you know what, I can rap, I want to give this a shot and try?
Like, I used to feel like being a rapper was like unreal until I started seeing people like my age really start to do it, like Chief Keef, Kodak, Youngboy. Like, them boys really like young doing their thing, you feel me? So I was like, I could do this too, so. You know, it always been a dream, but what really made me get out here and chase it, like seeing my peers like really succeeding, you feel me?
What did your parents think?
Nah, my mama, she definitely wasn't really. I wasn't really living with my mama at the time, you know what I'm saying? But my pops had just got out of prison, so he was really trying to get me to do, like, you know what I'm saying, chase something more realistic. Because where I come from, bro, nobody don't really do that. You know what I'm saying? That's everybody's dream, but ain't nobody. It's hard to believe it's like that where I come from, you feel me? So
even looking at Florida as a whole, like, you know, when you think about, like, Uncle Luke and you think about Rick Ross and Trick Daddy, like, they didn't inspire you?
Not really. They was kind of like before. They was kind of like way before my time, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Anybody in Florida, like, Florida period, but they gonna say Kodak Black, bro. I ain't even gonna lie. Cause, like, he ain't, like, really inspired, like, my flow or nothing, but, cause, you know, I'm a Florida boy too, you know what I'm saying? But just to, like, he inspired me, like, damn, like, I could really do this shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, seeing bro do it, like, okay, it's possible. He gave it a young hope.
It seems like you got a complicated relationship with your father. I know he did, what, six years?
Yeah, 6-7 years.
But it seems like y'all got a complicated relationship. Is that the case?
Yeah, we go up and down, bro. That's really my boy, though. Like, I always looked up to him. I used to want to be like my daddy, you know what I'm saying? And until he inspired me to be better. He always told me to be better. But, nah, that's my boy. We just be bumping heads, but that's my boy. Like, I look up, like, I couldn't ask for no better parts, you know what I'm saying?
What do y'all bump heads about?
Nah, he just temper, his temper, dog. His and mine's, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm getting older, got money, you know what I'm saying? I be feeling myself a little bit, but when I was younger, though, I was always my boy. I used to always want to be around him. You know what I'm saying? He was going
now, don't get
so
it twisted.
Long.
Your pops will always put his hands on you, no matter how old you are, how
much
money
you
get.
My pops ain't like no. Yeah, my pops ain't like no. You know what I'm saying? My dad's a street nigga, so you know what I'm saying? He really trying to fade. He feel disrespected. You know what I'm saying? Real shit.
He did. What he went to jail for? If you don't mind me asking.
I think it was tampering with state witness, attempt murder. I think that was it. Yeah.
How old were you?
I was in elementary school. I don't remember my age.
When he came home, did you have, like, a little resentment for him? Just like you felt like he left you because you didn't quite understand it?
Like, when he was gone, I did. But, like, when he came home, like, that shit went away instantly. Like, he was, like, really doing his thing. Like, coming around, making sure, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, why you went to school today type shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying?
What he did, he wanted to make sure you wasn't going in the same direction as him. That's why you wanted to beat
for sure.
Man,
like,
sports and make sure he stayed on your ass to make sure you was doing the right thing.
Like, I caught Aaron Burger at 14, you feel me? So when he came home, like, when he seen what I was kind of, like, what I was into and what I was doing, like, he kind of changed my mindset. Like, bro, if you in the streets, you're going to die or you're going to go to prison, but you got to find you something better to do. You know what I'm saying? That's what I be kind of trying to tell. Like, well, I really don't try to portray that image because I made it out of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just happy to be here, dog, be doing something positive. You feel what I'm saying?
All right, we got more with Rod Wave. When we come back, let's get into a single. This is Heart on Ice. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Rod Wave. I also seen that you got into a serious car accident.
Yeah, man, I blew it in my Corvette, bro. Tripping. I really wasn't even, I was supposed to, my, I just had my daughters. I'd be feeling like that with God telling me, like, bro, you supposed to be somewhere, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I blew it. I totaled that bit.
Oh, you had your daughters with you?
No, they had just had them, and they was born early, so I was, that's where I was supposed to be at. But I'm still on jit. I was still riding around trying to show out and shit.
Mm-hmm. I see you sampled the legendary Pimp C interview from Hot 107.9 in Atlanta on the new album, too. What made you do that?
I ain't really understand what he was talking about until I got into this shit, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I could walk in people's shoes and see what they saying. Like, I be seeing through a lot of these niggas, bro. Like, now that I've been in this shit, like, a lot of these niggas just be too tough, like, too gangster. That shit be blowing me. Like, bro, we did it. Like, we here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand what the big problem be, bro. Like, so Pimp was just on that bitch saying, like, bro, we getting too much money. Like, we made it out of the streets. Like, what is y'all? That's why I just stay in my own lane. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to meet none of them. I don't want to do none of that, bro.
You don't want to meet none
of them? I swear to God, you can ask them. I don't want to meet none. They already know that.
You don't have a lot of guest appearances, and you said you're not really on it like that. And even your whole recording process is probably different than how a lot of artists record their music. So
yeah,
for the new album, did you change anything, or is it still just you and the engineer?
Yeah, it just be me and the engineer. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't had no features on my album, but I was going to the jewelry store, and I bumped into Polo G. And when I seen him, I was just like, oh, shit, another rapper. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was kind of like... not like, I don't want to say avoiding, bro, but I was just like, and he kind of walked up to me like, bro, I f*** with you type shit. I'm like, damn, that's crazy. Like, I ain't know bro was like that. Like, it's some good in this shit too. Like, don't get it twisted. Like, but it's just like, you have to be the right time, right place for me to see that, because I ain't going to never, like, you know what I'm saying? But bro, a good though. He probably, yeah, he the only feature on the album.
Now, I'm sure a lot of people reach out to you to try to get features from you. So how do you handle that? Because sometimes people have an issue if you don't do a feature with them, or you're not receptive to that. But clearly you, like you said, are a loner.
Like, people be reaching out to do songs, but I probably never even, like, it'll probably never get to me, because the people around me know how I am, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't really, I'm just chilling right now. If I work with somebody, it's because, like, them, I knew them when I was, like, I was a fan of them before music, and I just got to see what it's about. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like Gates, I f*** with Gates, like, because I just listen to bro coming up, like, middle school, I would listen to bro. I f*** with nigga like, yeah, because I remember watching bro, like, you know what I'm saying? People like that, people who used Ed Sheeran and shit, like, niggas I was listening to before this, you know what I'm saying?
You know Ed?
Nah, I don't know Ed. Oh. I'm just saying, like, he's throwing that out there in the air, you feel me?
No, Ed is a hip hop. Ed is a hip hop guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he, I mean, I haven't spoken to him in a couple months, but he probably f***ing with your music heavy.
Yeah, that's crazy for years, but I f*** with Ed.
I'ma ask him.
That be blowing me, like, I'm really here, like, I'm really in this shit. Like, I remember sitting at home watching this shit, like, dog, you don't know how long I practiced this not like saying like I practice, like I just wonder what I'm gonna say if I ever get there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like this shit crazy. Like I be blanking out sometimes. Like this shit, like I feel like I'm gonna wake up or some shit.
Oh, that's how, so when you walked in here and you was like, man, it's crazy. It's because you imagine yourself here.
I'm really like, bro, this shit crazy. Like I was always like in my head, like I wonder what I'm gonna be doing, what I'm gonna be saying when I get
there. You see how dirty the studio is?
No, it look how it's supposed to look though. It look how it look on YouTube though, like I swear.
My man Rod Wave, man. Thank you for coming, brother.
For sure, bro.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth, so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You're checking out The Breakfast Club.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's DJ Envy here. It's all fun and games till someone screenshots your message. Say goodbye to morning after guilt with Dat Chat. This new encrypted social platform can help you stay truly private. No screenshots, recordings, or leaked messages. Get Dat Chat for iPhone and Android at the App Store or find it at datchat.com/envy.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just heard us, let's go to Breakfast Club Court. Now, a couple of months ago, I changed the name of my car show to Carchella. Trademarked it, patented it, and was very, very excited. My lawyers told me we wouldn't have a problem. Now, I have lawyers in New Jersey, lawyers in L.A., and lawyers in D.C. They all looked over and said we wouldn't have a problem. We were wrong.
Yeah, you should have just paid me. You should have paid me because they gave you the wrong legal advice. What Charlamagne tell you?
Charlamagne said I was going to get sued, and that actually popped up in court. That conversation was something that was played in court. Thank you, Charlamagne. But anyway, long story short, they are suing me because of the name of Coachella and Chella. Now, Coachella is a place, if you don't know, in California, just like Brooklyn is a place in New York City, just like Queens is a place in New York City. You can have a Brooklyn Bowl, Brooklyn Barbershop. You can do so many different things with Brooklyn, but well, they own Coachella. So my attorneys told me that is not right and we should be able to fight it. And we have a 90% chance of winning. It shouldn't be a problem. And if we win, we could open up the door to all these other small businesses that have been.
Wait a minute. The same lawyers that told you you weren't getting sued told you that? Man, come to McKelvey Inc., man. Let's have a conversation, man. McKelvey's at law can get you through this, man. Okay?
I'll tell you who caked up off all this.
Yeah, so anyways.
Your attorneys.
Right, so anyway.
Can I say two things?
Yes,
can
ma'am.
Can I say two things?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, number one, remember Detroit versus everybody and yes. all the lawsuits yep. they ended up having because you can't use versus everybody because they have that patented. So it doesn't yep. matter if it's Brooklyn versus everybody, Carchella versus everybody, DJ Envy versus everybody. The second thing I want to say, and I know this is going to make you very angry, Envy.
Yes, ma'am.
I think we should change the topic to what should Envy call his car show now that he has to change the name?
Well, I didn't say I felt. I didn't
say. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I agree with Angela Yee. Change the name and move on. Okay? I saw the lawsuit.
DJ
not only do you
Carnival.
Have Carchella, but it's not. No, it's not only does it's Carchella, it's the same font and the same logo, Envy.
Oh, it's not the same logo. Like, it's not the same logo. It's not.
From what I saw in the lawsuit, it was.
No, that wasn't the same logo.
The
same
logo.
That's not my logo. That's something that they put up there. That's not my logo. My logo has not. It has well, no listen, way it looks like Coachella.
Drive Your Dreams car show was way better anyway. It had more meaning because it's like, you know, drive the car your dreams. It's almost like something to aspire to. Change it back and stop wasting your kids' college tuition. And by the way, if you see Drive Your Dreams trademarked under McKelvey Enterprises, just know I'll sell it back to you for 50 grand.
It's not okay? fair. And it's not fair these big companies will squash these little companies because they have more money. They're not even
Envy,
for the
shut
culture.
Up. You play big bank, little bank all the time. Knock it off.
Yeah, that bank is just way bigger
than mine.
Which
maybe you could call it the
little
bank.
I know that. You're getting a taste of your own medicine.
Yeah. Yeah. But I thought, I ain't gonna lie.
I told you was gonna get sued.
You were right. At first, I was like, I got it. Let's do it. And then you realize that you're not facing a person. You're facing a conglomerate. They just got unlimited funds and everything.
Hey, think about little Brooklyn. That's right. Think about little Brooklyn. Think about little Logan. Yo, think about London.
I even
you know what
thought
I'm saying?
About
yo, what if them cities sue your kids?
They
quit
can't,
stealing
man.
Their names.
I even thought about having a kid and call the kid Coachella so that way I can use it. Because if my daughter's name is Coachella.
Oh my God.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, shut who's up. This?
This is Nicole Planter.
Nicole, should I fight
Nicole
for all
Planter?
The small businesses out there? Should I fight this big corporation?
Charlamagne, you be
yes,
nice
ma'am.
To Envy, okay? Because we're going to be promoting and supporting Envy along the way with this little thing he got going on with these big corporations.
It's a little thing.
Go ahead and start your GoFundMe. Go ahead, Envy, and start your GoFundMe and fight Coachella, whatever they call itself, because yours is Carchella. But they're just
that's
trying
right.
to be funny right now.
That's
hey,
right.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. No. My Geechee sister, stand down. I wish you would put money in somebody GoFundMe who got three Phantoms. Sit down.
Look
We're not
there.
Doing this. Stop.
Hold on. You ain't let me finish, Charlamagne. We ain't going to take the money from the little people. We want all them big names like the baby, little baby, all the people who cause. All the cars that we have at the car shows. We want all the people to put a little dollar something in there for you.
Yes.
We ain't doing that.
That's right. That's right. That's what I'm saying. All everybody
doing
come
that.
Together and we come together and we fight
I
these
disagree.
Big companies. Box them in the mouth, mom.
I
don't know.
Stop disrespecting my Geechee people. Yes, ma'am.
Charlamagne, go sit down.
Ma'am.
And act like you're
going
to go down. I don't hey, know what you're saying.
On top
of that, that's not going to track mama. Okay? I'm
going
to let.
Oh!
I'm gonna let Zachary donate $2 or $3 to your car show.
Nope, I'm gonna tell Zach right now. Keep your money now. Nope, I'm gonna tell Zach.
Thank
keep
you.
Your money now.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mama. Let's go to another caller. Red.
She said, sit down and mind your mouth now.
Mind your mouth now. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is your new financial advisor, Taekwon. Man, what's going on?
Taekwon.
Envy, let me tell you something. I done heard you negligently spend money on this radio show for this radio way for a good little minute now. First it was the $5,000 you randomly sent to a person that I hope you didn't take back. Now you're spending $30,000 on a name? You need a cash app. Now you're spending $30,000 on a court case? Oh, no. We're going to need to budget this a little better. How much it cost to change the name?
It's actually just got a patent and trademark. It's kind of, you can just change the name, but patenting is not too much, maybe a
and
couple thousand.
He already got a name.
I own that name too. I own a couple of names.
Right, I trademark Drive Your Dreams
for
him.
I'm here for you. I'm here for you know to fight and you know to try to do what's right. But if these people make it all this money off this name, don't you think that somewhat that would mean they own it and it's theirs?
I mean, you can do your own, but
mine is Coachella. There is Coachella.
Man, I mean, Drive Your Dreams was way better.
Thank you, man.
And it was way more original.
All right. Well, 800-585-1051. What you gonna say, Yee?
I got Drive Your Dreams trademark.
Shut up.
I'm just mad at your attorneys, man, for trying to make you go ahead and fight this case and pay all this money.
Yes.
They should.
Method Man would have never told you to do that.
Method Man's not a real attorney, man. 800-585-1051.
He better than the ones you got.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah. Man, Envy, I feel where you're coming from, bro. Like, you don't want to take that L. You know what I'm saying? You got your name out there. You want to trust your lawyers. I'm with you on that. But at some point, bro, cut the loss. Like, hey.
Why would you trust your lawyers when your lawyers got you in this situation? Leonard McKelvey Law Firm told him when he came to me for consultation that he was going to get sued. Okay? So why would you listen to the lawyers that told you, nah, go ahead, you'll be fine. Now you're in a lawsuit because of them.
No, he's not no damn lawyer. You know that. Can't trust him.
I got an honorary doctorate.
But you ain't an honorary lawyer.
That's not the same thing.
No, my butt was hurting. I could ask you what's wrong with my butt, but not my legal stuff, all right? Thank you, brother.
Wait,
hello,
I've
who's
never
this?
Caused your butt pain. Only what? Pleasure.
What?
All right. I'm telling you something, Envy. If you go through with this lawsuit, Gia only getting 4 days of Christmas this year. Okay? Ain't going to be no 12 days. All right? So you need to think of this through. Okay?
All right. Well.
All right?
Well, after
change the name.
After talking to my counsel and all the people out there in the world, yes, I will change the name. So I
change it back to Drive Your Dreams. Drive Your Dreams was dope.
Now, let me ask you a question.
DJ Drive Your Dreams car show. That was dope.
All right, so Coachella, AEG, you guys won. You won. All right, I will withdraw today.
So you're conceding on air.
I'm conceding. I am going to change the name and move on.
Ooh.
What?
I see. There's a rock show called Rock Your Dreams.
No, don't mess with me, man. You don't mess with me, man.
I already got Drive Your Dreams trademark, but I'm gonna sell it back to my guy for a cool $50,000. He just out here giving the white people $30,000. He can give me $50 for the name, I think.
All right, we got more coming up next, so don't move. Happy holidays. Don't go anywhere. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hell yeah, I'm sitting down so my belly ain't even showing.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. This is called a pop-up. This wasn't scheduled.
Nope.
We got a phone call.
We made it happen.
They got on airplane clothes. You can tell they going to the PJ at the airport after this.
So what the hell are you guys doing in New York City? What y'all doing together?
Yes, we live.
We live.
All right, so first of all,
what they doing in New York? Why are they together? Why are Ray J and Bow Wow together? This is nothing but trouble.
They were at Diddy's party last night. We're drinking DeLeon this morning to keep
it's all
it going.
About the love era, man. We spreading the love.
What you got, Ray?
Ears, okay. Man.
Oh my gosh.
Bow Wow starting early.
Bow Wow drinking.
Over the ears. Hold on.
Ray pulling out all his products.
All the products.
I thought you wasn't doing no more interviews.
I know,
Mr. Moss. I can't call you Bow Wow no more.
I know, but look, Charlamagne, this is the thing.
Okay,
this what happened, right? So. We haven't been asleep. Right?
Okay.
We've been partying for damn near a week, right? We've been with
but well, no, we've been working.
We've been working and partying.
We've been working hard.
Don't get Ray J in trouble.
No, it's not about trouble. Okay. It's just I wanna differentiate between the party life and the marketing life that requires the party. It's almost like if you gotta go DJ at a big event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the event's gonna be out of control. You gotta rock the house. You know what I'm saying? But
y'all not young men no more. Y'all can't even be
like,
partying for no
like,
week straight.
I just do. I'm a brand marketer.
So now let me ask. You know, we had Swiss up here the other day.
Spoke to Swiss last night,
and they said that it's official.
It is.
But you hadn't signed the papers.
It's gonna happen.
Yet.
You signed the papers.
Contract is done. Yeah.
Listen, that's a great versus. I don't care. I said it on the air before. Y'all can front on Mr. Moss and Soulja Boy like y'all want to. Y'all got legendary catalogs.
But look, the way it's going to flow and how we going to do it, like I told Swiss last night, I said, you already know, like this going to be the biggest thing ever.
That is
going to
be big.
Like it's people coming out for this one that can't nobody even bring out the house. Mm-hmm. Like and me and Soulja, we want to make sure that this is really, really special for everybody. Like this is...
Y'all doing it in Atlanta?
LA.
LA, okay.
For a reason.
Mm-hmm.
For a reason.
What's the reason?
It's going to be a lot of people. Put it this way, it's going to be a lot of people who you wanted to see on Versus that Versus can't get on Versus.
Yeah.
Damn.
But they going to come out for me and bro.
Ooh.
It's going to be an event.
Y'all starting to be disrespectful a little bit, though. But
it's all love.
Okay, so let me ask you, what do you play against Kiss Me Through the Phone?
They're going to tell you it's battle
plan. I'm just wondering.
Like, the girl records.
I think Bow got the girl.
He's got. He's gonna.
Soulja got the club records. Bow got the girl.
But wait, but this the funny part. It's a lot of things that it's a lot of records that I'm a part of that people don't know. So when you hear the street club records that I have in my arsenal, you're gonna be like this. Oh my god! Like oh my god!
Oh, I think they like me remix.
Oh, there's a whole bunch.
Who you got, Ray? Who you got?
Man, they both my friends.
Both who you got?
I love that.
It got nothing to do with being your friends, man. Tell the truth.
Like, I'm like Don King. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Don King always had Tyson. So who you got?
I got the. I can't do that because they both my friends and me and Bow Wow.
It's a celebration.
That's what. Yeah.
Like from our perspective, like we talking like we talking a lot of shit, but at the end of the day, our whole objective is to make sure that this is the best f-ing show that anybody has ever seen. Like it's gonna be hard for somebody to do verses after what me and Soulja gonna do.
Okay.
It's gonna be really tough because we ain't gonna be the only ones a part of our verses. That's all I'm gonna say. Like I said,
we might have to go to
it's
this.
A lot of iconic motherfuckers that's gonna pop say, out. Like it's gonna be crazy.
He ain't got a Lambo. He said he got a Gelato. You ain't got no
a
Lambo.
What? When last time you drove a Gallardo, Envy? You thought too long. Exactly. That is, like we don't drive. I got one car. I told him I got a Mulsanne. That's it.
Mm-hmm. You got
you
one?
Have one of those. No,
yes.
And I got a driver. Right. I don't even drive no more. I don't touch the wheel.
Okay.
All right. That's the talk I like, man. It's talk.
I'm gonna let Soulja go crazy. Puff told me you keep it suave and you jab them, you know.
Put the money, tuck the money, man, and what throw them away.
I know, man.
Why are you smoking them nasty ass?
Dude, it's been a lot of deals that I gotta, you know.
Marlboros or something. Come on, like, come
look,
on man.
Look,
give them to me.
No,
you gotta throw them away.
Look,
come on, you can't smoke Marlboros.
Please.
No, thank you. Come on, man. Nah, you gotta get rid of these.
Where y'all headed to next?
You a mogul. We can't have you with a Marlboro habit, man. Nah, bro.
Thank you.
I'm throwing these away, bro. You can't have a Marlboro habit.
Pour some water on them. Where y'all headed to next?
Goddamn, you a Marlboro, man?
Well, because Newport's is crazy. I can't get no Newport.
Cigarettes is disgusting, period.
You don't even know?
No,
Miami.
Okay,
but I'm ready to go to Atlanta. I need to get back. Mm-hmm. I've been gone for too long. I got
to. So you ready to get back in music?
Back home. She was asking us where you guys
going
headed.
Back to Miami.
Yeah, then I'm going home.
Man, where are the kids? Both of y'all, man. Take y'all ass home.
LA. The kids in Miami. I'm rushing home.
Okay.
Kids in Miami. They waiting for me. So yeah, Shy in LA. Right back home.
Son in Atlanta. So
your daughter. Listen, you guys have beautiful kids. That's amazing.
Thank you.
So congrats. I saw you finding out too about. You know, the baby also on the show.
Oh, yeah, my son, yeah. Hard, yeah, love my son to death. He's in Atlanta, Shy's in L.A. Shy is like me all over again. She's on Nickelodeon now, she's acting. Wow. She's not playing around.
How has fatherhood changed you?
Patience. That's the main thing that I really love about like fatherhood is the fact that before I had my kids, I was always just rushing, whereas now it's kind of like I can control the time.
So you want to settle down, Bow?
Huh?
Do you want to settle down?
If you have, if you got how you can hear.
You do. I do. Do I want to get married? No. I don't want to ever get married.
So you don't believe in marriage?
You say ever now. I don't know this.
Why not? I just don't believe. I just don't. Love is pure. It's, you know, it's organic. I don't, like, why do we got to spend money to put on a festival in front of people? And I don't understand
don't
that
part.
I think the stability of it is good, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, I forgot.
No, it's okay. I
forgot y'all was all married.
I forgot.
Yeah, I like it.
So, Ray, we
what you mean you like it?
And I like it. Are y'all back together, Ray? Are y'all good?
Yeah. Like, we went through a tough time, man. It was tough, but I think that once we left L.A. and we went to Miami and we was just able to listen in a different way, and we kind of knew it was, like, really about to be over, you know what I'm saying? We just started to kind of, like, move different, and it just, honestly, thanks to God, it just was a 360-degree turnaround. It just turned into something that was working, you know? And we've had our arguments, but it's totally different now. It's like we can argue and then just let it go, come back hour or two later when we straight. And that's what we really just needed to do is work it out and just continue to push through in a positive way. So even doing the show, all the seasons, like, it helped me because every season I was, like, I was real bad, then I was bad, then I was cool, then I started to switch up because I could watch myself, like, damn, that ain't right, or I need to make some adjustments. So I'm just happy that we're here because my kids is just like, they everything. You
yeah,
know?
I don't want to see you running around like a single man.
No,
man.
I don't
partying
want to
all week.
I'm burnt out. Like, look, when I'm partying, I'm like this. I got the Raycons. I got the I'm
that's what I'm here for.
And then look, when I'm done, I'm like this in the club, like this.
It's crazy to hear Ray say, I'm wild. Like,
Yeah, like I'm good. My jersey is on the board.
Mm-hmm. So how does your wife feel about you hanging with Mr. Moss? Because he's still out here.
My jersey ain't in the Raptors yet. My shit is still on my back. My jersey on my back.
Thanks, man.
All types of stuff fall on his pocket.
There's hundreds.
I know, man. Me and him, we've been working together because we've been with Puff, and so we've been on this marketing like mission, you know what I'm saying? And we've been working on some stuff. We're gonna let y'all know soon what we got popping, because we got something.
Yeah.
We got something in the works.
So what is it? Y'all, it's a show, maybe?
Or a liquor?
That's a podcast?
It's something. But we was in Miami, something went viral with me and him, and people thought we was filming.
Okay.
So we saw the comment, like everybody's like, yo, oh my God, if they did something together, that'd be like the craziest shit on. And I said, you know what? Whatever the people want, let's just play around. Let's see what this is.
Is reality TV the new wave?
You got the single
the
guy,
wave?
The married guy. I'm about to be retired. I'm about to be done working this hard.
I'm about to just, if I could put all this time into just being a father, right? Because I'm good at this shit right here. Like, I got a whole strategic template that works every time, over and over. But if I could take all this energy and just put it into fatherhood, then I'd be the dopest father. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It'll be the same connect. So I just want to.
You got $100 million company now,
wanna,
right?
Yeah, I just want to get it where it needs to go. We still got a long way. Oh, yeah. We in motion now.
What's that?
Oh, that's Wait, dope.
That?
The story in the airport.
In the airport. That's hard.
Hey.
All right, we got more with Ray J and Bow Wow when we come back. Don't move, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking in with Ray J and Bow Wow. Charlamagne?
When the last time y'all been out together and you said y'all was going too hard?
That was some good ass water, huh?
Probably this time.
Really?
Because we.
Y'all been. You gotta tell them what I've been doing. I've been looking out for y'all.
What you mean?
What you mean?
I'm just making sure all the homies is good, because when Puff working, then we working. So, you know what I'm saying? We all do our thing and disperse and come back. And when we all together, I feel like I'm the one that's like the most responsible at this point, because I don't drink. So, you know what I mean?
Mr. Moss, you full of shit.
You don't drink? We just said we gonna pour a shot.
I was just telling him. I remember you stopped drinking.
You drunk right now.
I used to get drunk. No, I just been up. I don't drink.
Right.
Y'all can smell that.
He said he doesn't drink Marlboros.
But
that's like eight shots right there.
Listen, I don't drink. So when I used to drink, I was loose. Like I was, you know what I'm saying? I would pass out and
shit. You didn't take a shot last night at Butter?
I took a shot.
So
but
then you drink.
I mean, man, Ray, you're lying.
What I'm saying is
he don't be going on them benders like he used to.
You sound like a politician, Ray. I don't get drunk.
You don't get drunk. You drink, but you don't get drunk.
If you tell me to take a shot, I take a shot.
Have you been to the border?
Respectfully, okay. But you don't drink.
Yeah, respectfully.
All right, let's take a shot.
When did you pick up a Marlboro habit, though?
Look, when I did Big Brother in London, I was in the house for like 30 days, so I couldn't do nothing. Like, I couldn't smoke no weed. You know what I'm saying? And so I didn't know that I smoked weed like that until I didn't. I couldn't smoke weed.
You couldn't find no weed in London?
I was in a house.
Yeah, oh, quarantine. House.
No, we was locked in this house where we shoot. It's like we live in there with
all these
other people.
Yeah.
Big Brother, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I couldn't. It was a...
But they had cigarettes on board.
So I tried to find the lightest one. I don't want to talk about it because it's bad. Nobody should smoke cigarettes. It's the worst thing you could ever do.
So
but I smoked the lightest one.
Now, rumor was you did a song talking about all the women you knocked off in the industry. Is that a real song? And how long is that song, Bow Wow?
It's fake. Hold on. I don't want to.
Yeah, Bow Wow is in a new space right now.
Yeah.
He is completely focused on doing the right thing. This is doing the right thing.
There you go. That's what happens when you hang out with married men.
We're going to talk about all that. We in the love era.
So where did that rumor come out that you were doing a song talking about all the girls you knocked off?
Because it was an idea that I had. I was like, you know what? If I was to do an album, I want to do something different. And I was like, majority of my hits are relationship records. It's like the heartbreak records are, you know, very, very women influential records. So I say, what can I do that's different? I want to do something that's different. I say, yo, I want to draw. What it was, I said, I want to draw inspiration from my past relationships and write records about it. That's how I really started. Like when I did Out of My System, that was after my breakup with The World Knows, right? Mm-hmm. And
oh.
But now you're doing better, so you don't want to say names because you want to do good and you want to.
Oh, got you, got you. Right.
There you go, AJ.
But this is something I've always done. When I did Like You, that was a duet with, at that time, who I was with, right? So coming
Which
out
is
of that,
all love,
right?
That, like,
then
know,
we did Out of My System.
He's a good wingman.
Thank you very much. Huh? That was drawn from my breakup with somebody, right? So for me, I'm like, damn, I want to do an album where I got like 9 out of my system records. Where do I draw the inspiration from? It has to come from real life experiences. So I think people kind of got it misconstrued a little bit about he's about to be name dropping and do it. Nah, it was just.
Well, you posted that though. If I'm not mistaken, you posted you were doing it.
I was, but then I decided. Yeah, then I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna do that. And the next album I drop, this is the last one. It's called Before 30. Because everything that I've accomplished happened before 30. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. So that's the last one. And it's only going to be 9 songs. I'm in and out. I'm ready to be done with this.
Yeah.
I'm ready to be done with music.
All the stuff we have that we working on has got something to do with a whole empire, you know, because we've been on shows and we've been doing well and for a long time with our partners at the networks. And now sometimes it's time to expand it. Y'all saw what we just did with the Zeus Network.
Yep.
Like, mm-hmm. it's super popping. Shout out to Lemmy because he's the one. That's his network. But we jumped on, we felt like it just gave it that extra engine, and now it's popping, and it's beautiful, because, you know what I'm saying, it's black owned, and everybody can eat in a different way from the producing side and from the ownership side. So now,
oh, y'all got equity in Zeus?
No, you get equity. In your show.
Gotcha.
And I think they at a level now where I don't know if they're going to probably offer that anymore, because now it's expanding to the point now where they can just put out a lot of shows, just quality shows. So I'm proud of Zeus Network and Lemmy and them, and shout out to them.
Lemmy's the CEO, right? I gotta apologize to Lemmy while we live, because this gonna be everywhere, because I thought he was capping. The Bad Girls, they came in my condo. All the girls did.
Oh yeah,
and I don't allow
shout out
dude,
to the Bad Girls.
I don't allow dudes in my crib.
You try to come in your crib and you get
him?
No, you didn't let him in,
but I thought he was capping. He was like, y'all own Zeus. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Like, we was about to, like, you almost got beat up by my security in my condo.
That's a compliment. That's a compliment, though, because the level of where it is, you know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, you know, for sure, I'm sure he accepts it.
No. He understood. Like, it was bad. Like, my security, they was pressing in my condo.
But Lemmy's a good guy.
But I didn't know, because so many people come up to us, and they always this, that, and the third, and he was fast talking. It was girls all in the condo. I'm partying. He's trying to talk business to me. I don't want to hear that right
now.
You're in my
house.
I want to talk
business. Lemmy probably wanted a bag.
But I rock with
him. Probably had a big bag for you.
And we cool now. And
we probably had a real big bag.
Glad y'all cool now.
I can't wait till about 4 more years from now when Bow Wow really does settle down. Because you think the lifestyle you live in now is good. I promise you, you're going to like the marriage, stable life better.
And look, all the times I've been in relationships, I do like it. But now that we're being honest,
You need a place.
I'm gonna tell you what it is. The times when I'm in relationships, like, I love the stability. I love waking up. When I'm in a relationship, it's very organized. I love it, right?
And because you're a very organized person.
But then it's like, it's like Chris Rock and New Jack, you know, when he went clean and then that thing
that
kept calling him
back.
It's like, once I'm doing good and I don't answer my phone when the homies call in the morning because I don't want to hear the crazy stories that I'm not a part of from the club last night, and I'm like, yo, I'm gonna call you when I get on the balcony, that type of shit. Like, I love that lifestyle, but then it's like, I also feel like it takes away from me being who I am. And it's like, I gotta be outside. I can't go to the club and pick up a $50,000 bag to host, and I can't have no girls in my section because I'm afraid of what my girl gonna say because she had the crib.
Nah, you can have girls in your section.
No,
the after party just can't happen no more with all the girls from the section going to the
hotel. You don't get it.
He wants to do more to that, but I do think it's important. I do think it's important to know if you're not ready to settle down, and if you're not ready, that's a decision that when you are ready, you'll do it. But if you're not, then I think it's fair for you to say, I'm not doing that right now. I want to be
single. No. Do you
hear
Ray?
Ray?
I'm ready. Charlamagne,
do you hear
Ray? So you are ready. I am ready. Y'all got
three different conversations. You guys are not even listening. He just said he is ready.
I am ready to settle down. It's just the battle I have with the lifestyle. Like, it's like, damn, I feel like I'm 55 years old when I'm in a relationship. And I'm, you know, hip hop is like a young man's game. We young forever. Even the oldest rappers still.
Is it going? I mean, it is, but it seems like it's balanced now. Mm-hmm. Look at Snoop. Look at Jay.
Snoop still does young niggas. Every day, like, you know, dog calls me, I ain't gonna, you know what I mean, but he calls me like, nephew, I'm in Atlanta, pull up. Like, it's, Jermaine acts, and I just got on JD's, Jermaine acts like he's 80, and he's single.
He does.
Shout out to JD.
JD is my pops, but he still acts like he's 85 years old.
And he's been rich a long time, so he probably just want to be comfortable.
He doesn't, he's not with none of this shit. Like, he don't want to hang with
me. Shout out to JD.
He definitely doesn't want to hang out with me.
All right, well, we got a lot going on. Ray J and Bow Wow still here. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Ray J and Bow Wow, who just popped up on us. Charlamagne?
Ray J in here with all types of product. What the hell you got?
Y'all can try these fitness belts.
What the hell is
what
a fitness
belt? Look, no.
What is a fitness
honestly,
belt?
Honestly, the company put these in my bag. Mm-hmm. I haven't even went
what
through them
the
yet.
Open it up. Let's so, open it up.
Look, right. Look. I got one on.
So
know.
You don't know what it is,
you
but you
on.
Have it on?
What is it?
You, is that like a
waist trainer?
Like a Fitbit?
I don't know what it is.
Because before you sat down, you said you didn't want your stomach to show on camera.
No, I said my stomach don't have to show on camera because I'm fat.
Your stomach looked crazy when you did the boot camp. I'm glad you lost some weight.
Damn. So you now you got corsets.
Goodness gosh, Ray. You got a grandpa body, man.
Hey, can we not body shame, Ray J?
And I moved to Miami.
Let me see the waist training.
And I got fat.
Why
and I moved to Miami.
That's good. That's what Nori said. You both of them. Jada Kids.
I'm happy with my body. When I take my shirt off, I wear it. Like, I wear it. I'm real.
I bet you won't take it off.
Listen, you know why I'm laughing so hard?
I'll show you my belly.
I bet you won't take that shirt off right now. God damn.
I'm way better than I was, fam. I was way out there.
He was Simpson.
I can get better.
We was in Miami at the pool, and this had his shirt off.
Hopefully it go viral.
And the girls was in the back, right? And the girl was like, go ahead, Ray. You a dad now. Wear that dad body. So,
I said, I'm married.
Yeah.
She said it.
Where y'all was at?
She said it, and then she went like this.
We was in Miami at the pool.
She grabbed your breast.
No, she insinuated. From afar.
I swear to God.
She said, oh, you look scrumptious.
She did.
That's what she said.
She said, wear that damn body, Ray.
Belly. I said, I'm married. I'm sorry.
Yep, he sure
you
did.
You obviously got me misunderstood.
Oh, you need to make t-shirts that say, I'm married. I'm sorry.
Right.
And just wear those. Water like
shirts,
this. Right. Like, look, I'm married. I'm,
she grabbed your titties?
No, she reached for them, like, from afar. She, look, DJ Envy right there. She was way over here. She was just insinuating, like, ooh, your body look good.
I swear to God, it was the funniest shit.
I was shocked. I ain't never heard that before. Like,
why you don't call these Ray trainers?
You were so big, I almost called you. I never seen you that big.
Ray trainers.
Pause.
Ray trainers.
Call these Ray trainers, bro.
Yo,
you were so big.
You know why they should be Ray trainers? Because Charlamagne came up with him and he'll support him.
Ray trainers.
And his support.
I put on some weight, too. All to my face. Puff told me you might have to take a break from Ciroc.
We need the Ray trainers.
I did see
man.
That on Shade Room. Somebody said Bow Wow looked like he been eating while he's sleeping or something like that.
Absolutely, life has been great.
Yeah.
Like after I got out of my last relationship, I just been happy as hell.
But that's when you know somebody is healthy and happy though.
Yeah.
How far is it from Teterboro? From
You guys got to go. They have to get on the jet.
I got to go back to the wife and kids. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna spend my time there. I balance it.
Do you feel lonely after stuff like this? About when you go home and it's just you single and you know everybody else going back to their wife and kids.
No, listen, it's peaceful.
Yeah.
It's peaceful. Like,
man, I wouldn't know how to do it. If I had my wife and kids,
I love living by myself.
Really?
Like,
I love seeing you with your kids though.
Oh no, my daughter, like, and shout out to my daughter because she's been like with me for like 2 months straight. That was the longest I've ever had Shy, and it was like the illest thing ever. Like I want my daughter to live with me, even though Joy ain't going for it. I wish she would though. But yeah, I had my kids for like a month, like 2 months straight, every day. So I really got a chance to understand what women, you know, our baby moms. I hate to say baby moms, but our mothers go like mother, our kids like, go through when we not together. Like damn, this shit is different. Like I'm calling my aunt over, like yo, I got to go to this Quavo party tonight. I gotta be there.
Listen,
I need a babysitter.
Let's come in. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't even know how hard it really is.
Yeah, she did a great job. She did a great job with her up until now. That's
like,
why.
My Joy gets on me like, yo, make sure she's up for school. Like she missed school one time.
How difficult is that? That homework and that schoolwork.
Listen, there's a website that you can go to that has all the answers.
No, you give me that website when you
need it. It was so bad. Like one time, it was so bad, I didn't understand it. Like second grade work can make an adult feel stupid.
How's your son's mother? How's your relationship with her now?
Peaceful because we stay our separate ways.
Yeah, she was kind of like, I see she posted something the other day.
They
she's
both been just doing
you.
Positive things.
She did post something crazy. But
you didn't acknowledge her postpartum the right way though, bro.
You think I didn't?
Nah.
It was harsh.
It was a little harsh. It was a lot harsh.
But it's okay.
I wouldn't even have said nothing on social if I was.
But you know what? And I never really do.
Mm-hmm.
But I always told her this. I said, listen, your life is so peaceful. The worst thing that you can ever do is jump in my room. Like, this is where you don't want to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want you to look like all these other rappers, baby moms that be just like, you're just going to look crazy. And they don't care about your feelings. They're going to tell you, call your mama, call your family. We don't. Why are you talking to us?
But we got
to
love them and respect them.
No, that's true. We do.
We do.
But when she put out what she put out, it wasn't nothing about me like parenting or me being a bad father. It was all personal. It was all, he don't know a real one when he see one, baby.
but I don't want a relationship with you.
The connection
with
sure,
you know what I'm saying?
Sure it was you putting everything on emotional misunderstanding.
And it was.
Got it cool now.
I love how you're trying to clean up.
Ray been doing the whole interview.
I'm there for my little man.
And part of that though is having a good relationship as far as a co-parenting situation with the mom, because your son is going to see that, feel the energy.
Yeah. And look, everybody knows, right? If you're not with the woman who you have kids with, it can be rough. Like the first 2 years, I always say that. Like I'm used to that. Like me and Joy, we didn't start off perfect at all. Ours was actually way worse than me and my son's mom. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know what I mean? But through patience and just
and time.
Going through it. And time is a mom.
But love.
And we figured it out. But and love. It's the same thing I tell her. Like I tell Olivia the same thing. I'm like, yo, you just going, I've been here before you have, and this is your first rodeo. This is my second. I've been here. My daughter's 10. Listen, you will get over this by the time he is 2. You ain't gonna think about me. You ain't gonna care about my feelings. You gonna probably have a new man. Like, it's all gonna be cool. So, but as of now, like, everything is everything. Like, my son was just with my mom. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't have a better situation. I think she gets it now. I think when she saw the backlash that she was getting when she did that.
I see the post that you
plus
put.
She probably just, you know, like she probably TikTok just wanna make it right.
None of the women that you dated, you felt were your soulmate. That's how you really feel?
Actually, Puff showed me that. It was something on the shade room where they went through, like, all my list.
Yeah,
my body
some of your list. Like,
it was some.
1% of your
that
list.
That was a good f***ing list. That's no, listen. That
Ray J's like, please don't talk to me about no list, about nothing.
No, look.
Oh yeah, you know me. I'm in a good place. God is good. Huh?
But not Emmy. We coming to you in a minute, like, Ray J. You still out here getting?
I'm happy to be here.
I'm
happy
but
to be here.
Nah, like that's how I really feel though. I'm not the type of man that goes backwards. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm always
not even with Angela.
That's my dog. That's my dog.
You don't think she could? I just saw
Ange. Me and Ange have a. It's a crazy connection. Like, that's my dog. Like, anything she need, like, I don't care. Whatever she needs, she got it. That's my dog.
So that's not a soulmate?
It could be, but I just have a type. And
she's it.
She is a great type. But I still like to be out having fun. I want my
girl
to
hit the club. What's your type, then, Bow? Because if that's not your necessary, what is the Bow Wow
type? What's the Bow Wow type?
Why don't you tell her that?
I'm still out here. I can't help
that's
it.
That's your type, out here.
This is going to sound crazy, and I know this is probably going to be like, this is going to go everywhere.
You're a whore.
To sum it up, I mean, that's what you said?
You're a whore.
Let him say what he just like that.
It's the truth. Just admit it to yourself.
But
at
balanced.
Some point, all men have had to admit that before we change. Ray, have you ever been a whore?
Yeah, I have been.
Envy, have you ever been a whore?
Retired.
Same like, here. I've been a whore.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's like, okay, this is going to sound crazy. I feel like God has made so many beautiful women.
God has blessed
that for
a lot
me
of women.
Just to just be God with one person. Like,
but then by that there, God, like, God has also made a lot of men.
Prime example. Last night I'm in the club, right?
Right.
We have Butter, right?
Yeah.
What was Club Love last
club
night?
Club
right?
Love last night.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking. I'm standing in a section. I'm with somebody.
Okay, I know.
I'm with the
let me
hottest
text
thing.
To see who you was with last night?
No, you ain't gonna find this one. Yeah. She like,
and you know I don't talk.
Yeah, this one duck out the camp, right?
Okay.
So I'm with the hottest thing. And I'm looking, this girl that's just like, I'm like, oh, like how? I love. I gotta spread love. That's it.
Let me ask you a question.
It's hard.
The woman you
hard.
Was with last night that you said is so fly, how is she gonna feel once she hears this?
Wait. Well, that was our first time hanging out, so I should get a pass. But okay. I didn't move on nothing. Like, I was with who I was with, but I didn't move on nothing.
Right, you didn't do anything.
It was just the acknowledgement.
But you're saying it's hard for you to just be with one woman, and right. That's fair because you're not telling somebody you're committed.
Like I'm with a certified 20. Like,
What you listening to? Let me hear you have one.
20.
Right, okay.
You listening?
And then there's also some.
Why are you listening
dubs
to I
in
Hit
the
It First?
20s.
Yeah, right. I'm listening to Sierra.
Why is that listening to I Hit It?
Hey, yo, this nigga crazy.
Yo, you are crazy,
I'm listening
Ray.
To Ray.
Ray is wild.
I'm listening to Green. Yo, this
hey, Charlamagne, can we get on him now?
Yes,
can we reverse
Ray.
This y'all, moment? See, we gonna get back on me in a minute, but can we reverse this?
It's about Ray.
I saw him.
Because look,
shout out to Wayne, shout out to Nicki, shout out to Drake. This is my song.
I saw that. You had me.
The whole Hall of Fame.
Hey, you know that, right?
What happened?
I watched the episode of The Breakfast Club where Charlamagne.
And that was years ago, so.
He named his four, got like, or three, top four, top three.
Who was it? You, Ray?
Me, Ray, and Nick Cannon. And you said one more person.
I forgot who the other person was. Was it French?
Yeah, I think so.
And that was years ago.
Yeah.
So ain't no telling where your mileage at now.
About way.
You can't even. I can't even return. If I was Elise, I can't even turn myself back on.
Mad penalty.
All right, well, we got a lot going on. Ray J and Bow Wow still here. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Ray J and Bow Wow, who just popped up on us. Charlamagne?
Now, Ray, did you see Kim talking about y'all sex tape?
Nah, I don't really, you know what I'm saying? I don't mess around. I love everybody. God bless everybody.
He don't want to talk about that no more.
She brought it up. She did. This was recently.
It's Raycon products. You know, I hope everybody got them. I hope she got them. I hope everybody got them.
She said that she did the tape because she was horny.
Horny or drunk?
I just want to get back to my kids and my wife. No, I know. I want to get back to the kids.
Have you spoke to her since the divorce and said, make sure she's good?
Let me finish with this verse. This shit banging right. I'm telling you, these guys.
Y'all not going to get Ray J in trouble today.
The Raycons block out the sound. I can't hear nothing.
But she brought it up, though.
Huh?
She brought it up.
Look, this shit, like, I really wasn't paying attention.
Have you and Ray ever been Eskimo brothers? Because y'all both been in the industry for a long time.
What's that?
What the hell is that? All right, so look, explain to him what that is, because I heard somebody say that.
You've both been sexual with the same woman?
Yes.
Say Eskimo brothers.
Yes.
I don't know. You said you've been with them. I don't know.
Right, do this, right. You guys, we came here to market. No.
Market what?
You guys, we came here to talk about Charlamagne. Earbuds. And Charlamagne.
He's talking about earbuds, right?
Okay.
And I don't know about Eskimos and shit. That was way above the... situation.
Ray, are we?
Yes! Look, for me...
I'm sure at some point...
No,
I'm sure back
that's
then...
That's what I said. Jump out of now and go...
But you
like,
gotta always... If you specify from the past, from the beginning, then I can respond.
That's what I'm saying. We in the past now. Jump out of now and go back to the past.
Always specify what years were we talking like.
That's what I'm saying.
So we are. So, which year? Like, long time ago?
All right, here we go.
A long time ago, Ray.
Like, 2004 to 2008.
I already believe that when you in a better place...
You gotta stay in that better place.
Right.
Because I feel fly by just being respectful to everybody. But Bow Wow, you gotta still be you. You lit. And I'm trying to balance it with you because you my friend.
Y'all can't be together no more, bro.
I went all the way over the top. Y'all
that's right.
Listen, you and Bow personally can't be together.
The questions that he's scared to answer, I'm gonna answer.
He's real creative.
He's gonna answer.
The questions that Ray. I got you. Yes.
We are asking. How many times, though?
For me, I feel like bettering ourselves, you know what I'm saying, as individuals.
Hey,
talking about topics that are more about conscience and
about building the culture,
you know what I'm saying, is where I'm at.
I know two.
Love era. Word. Big love.
I'm with you, Ray.
Big love. Shout to Big Love.
I'm with you.
You know what I mean?
I'm with you.
And I love what y'all doing.
Who are you thinking of?
Politically, you know what I'm saying? They don't want to hear
that. They don't want to hear that positive
have been a staple and a really the monument for great shows.
Ray, you know, because we made it into the Radio Hall of Fame.
And who did y'all get to induct y'all?
And there's only one
who did our intro.
Ray
Big
J.
Ray.
To do our intro.
Big Ray.
I'm sucking a billion on this pose.
That's right. You were the first artist.
Put the Ray train on. You got the Ray train on?
I got to figure. We got to go back to the drawing board and get him tied.
Yeah, Ray.
Now Charlamagne might come in on this deal.
Get the girdle joint.
Ray. Wow.
Let's do it. Ray. Women been doing it forever. Why can't we?
I knew I was supposed to come here today.
Yeah.
He went so left. The question was, are we asking my brothers? That's all.
What I
want to,
but see, where we went is where we should go. That's where we should go. I don't know why you want to go. Like, we're already here now.
I think clearly it's a yes.
We've accomplished the right thing.
You said yes, all right?
The right thing.
I just said thank you for doing the speech for the Radio Hall of Fame. You were our first guest ever.
Word.
Then when we were about to lose our job, you were our second guest to make sure we were good.
Well, he didn't mean for that to happen, but we appreciate it.
You got to still give me the credit.
I do.
You do.
That's like
But then you curve it at the end with it, but you was high. You know what I'm
saying? You was, but
was,
you know.
Well, I was in Vegas.
Yeah, you was.
Hangover movie was out.
That's right.
And I was inspired. And so I was too inspired.
Yeah.
Now I feel so much better to grow with you guys. We've grown.
Evolution is good. Evolution is good.
You guys are presidential.
I've watched both of y'all evolve in such a way. We still waiting on Mr. Moss to evolve as far as being a man with, you know, one woman. But I think you're going to get there. Because the first step is admitting you're a whore.
But listen, you guys all went through that phase. At least I think it's worse. I think it's worse to be with somebody and pretend that's what you want to do if it's
I
not.
I agree.
But I love my wife and I want to be with her, so I'm fighting for my wife.
So why'd you file for divorce then?
Not because we was going through a tough time.
You was just mad.
It was all over the place. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I love my wife. I don't want to be with nobody
else. And Bauer wants the best of both worlds. He wants the stability of being
just
in a relationship.
No, if there's any way possible that I can be with the person I'm with, I would stop.
Who is it? Angela?
Oh, no. You
Angela?
Got your
f***ing. No, hey,
okay.
This is
okay.
I need.
Is it Angela?
No.
I don't know.
But
let's see if it can happen. Them two.
Because I know who he's talking about.
That's it's not Angela?
Angela?
No, Simmons.
Oh,
You give me that, I might sit my ass down.
If we go back to the hotel, take a shower and then go to the FBO. We good?
I got one more question. Everybody does.
We gonna get y'all out of here right now.
Have you been holding Diddy down? Because you know Diddy. Ray J.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I said, have y'all been holding Diddy down? I know Diddy's been going through a lot with losses and everything that's going on with him. Have y'all been a good brother and friend to Diddy?
I can say this, absolutely. Like the video I seen of him today on the Shade Room, him dancing and having a good time. I gotta go ahead and commend Big Bro because. It's a lot. That's why he's spreading the love thing. This whole love thing. You know what I'm saying? He's about to do like this new R&B album that he's tapping into. And you can definitely tell like he's in a good space. And absolutely, when we're around him, it's the youthfulness. It's the young. Like we keep him going. You know what I'm saying? But
we want to bring. We want to.
But it's his energy too.
We wanna
it's
bring
his
the
energy
inspiration
too.
To him.
You know what I'm saying? But
like,
yeah,
watching him and how he worked though. Mm-hmm. Like people can see like some of the fun that we having, but it's so much more to it.
Right,
and it's so much more serious.
I heard a record he did dedicated to Kim Porter. That's amazing, but it's so sad.
So sad.
Lord have mercy.
He rapping? He's rapping.
Nah, he's not even. It's a moment, man.
Facts.
It's a moment.
But we gotta let these guys catch their private jet. Y'all got any more questions? They gotta go, guys.
So do you take pictures on the PJ?
I'm ready to go. No,
you don't. He does.
Yeah. No, listen. No, Charlamagne. Charlamagne, this is the funniest.
I do wardrobe changes sometimes.
I don't really care about this, right? I've been famous damn since I was like 12. Right?
You're the architect of the Bow Wow Challenge. Stop.
Right. No, but I still don't care, right?
Okay.
So we'll pull up to the jet. It's hot as fuck. It's hot.
Yo, I got some footage.
Ray, I get out and just go up. Ray's like, no, come back down. Get off the steps. Bow, we got to do it. Get back in the car. You got to film it. We got to. I'm like, Ray, just give him a.
It's me and my one guy, right? We chop it, we edit it, we take it back, he cut it. So I'm directing. I give this to Ray. Ray is the ultimate hustler.
Ray gotta go, guys. I don't know if y'all know.
No.
Ray gotta go, guys.
If y'all gotta go back to the hotel, you probably gotta go.
I appreciate you guys for joining us.
Yes, I love the pop-up. I appreciate y'all so for checking in.
And we came with nothing but love and positivity.
Anytime y'all in New York, you know we love to see y'all.
Oh, no,
and we waited for y'all, because we supposed to leave. We was like, no, we gonna wait for
Ray. They didn't
believe
y'all
was coming. They didn't believe y'all.
By the way, my manager's gonna kill me, because he's been blowing me. He has no idea where I'm at or what I'm doing right now. So he sees this interview, he's gonna play this.
You gotta add the up to that. You said your manager's been blowing you.
No, I thought
you
said blow me up.
He did not say up.
Ray's been talking over everyone, so you couldn't hear.
You're right. Well, I just wanted to clear that up.
Let's start talking about the, you know, let's end it
positive. You want to pray? Give us a prayer, Ray. Let's end it.
Lord, thank you for blessing us. Thank you for allowing us to understand that we've grown and we're here to love, we're here to learn, we're here to listen. You know what I mean? We like to have fun. We get that, but we love you, Lord, and we love your blessings. Thank you. Let us fly safe. All right, Lord, we gotta go. I love you. I'll see you later.
Y'all wanted him to do the prayer.
Amen.
Bow, you do it, man. You want to do it?
All right, Lord, we gotta go.
Lord, we gotta go.
That was it.
God, I gotta go talk to God on the plane. We should have let you say the prayer. God, stay with me. I gotta go.
Let's go.
It's time to wake up.
Yeah.
It's the Breakfast Club.
Angela Yee here, and my friends at the General Insurance give you quality car insurance for less. Check out their affordable rates and flexible payment options by calling 800-GENERAL or visiting thegeneral.com. The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc., an insurance agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now, out, he's fired. He's fired!
Trump, please step up to the congregation.
Yes, you are a devil.
Love down Trump.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists.
He's a jackass.
Donkey of the Day goes to America as a staff, record label, country, and mother effing coup. Yes, I said coup and not crew because that's what we witnessed in America yesterday, an attempted coup. Okay, call it what it is because that's what it was. A mayonnaise-flavored mob, the terrorist organization known as Al Cracker, stormed the U.S. Capitol and used violence to stop the lawful certification of the Electoral College vote, all encouraged by the celebrity-in-chief Donald J. Trump. Now, if you're surprised by what happened yesterday, then you simply haven't been paying attention. We all knew this wasn't going to end normally. We just didn't know what not normal was going to look like. Now, there is truly not just one person to blame here. Yes, Donald J. Trump incited this. He's been inciting this for 4 years, but he was aided and abetted by everyone. Okay, other members of the GOP, from Mitch McConnell to Lindsey Graham to Mike Pence, Ted Cruz, all of y'all have been Donald Trump's hoes for the past 4 years. Yeah, it's never too late to do the right thing. So they say, but that's a lie, all right? Lindsey Graham stood on that Senate floor yesterday and said this.
It is over. Joe Biden, I've traveled the world with Joe. I hoped he lost. I prayed he would lose. He won. He's the legitimate president of the United States. I cannot convince people, certain groups, by my words, but I will tell you by my actions that maybe I, among any, above all others in this body, need to say this. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are lawfully elected and will become the president and the vice president of the United States on January the 20th.
Lindsey, if you would have said that immediately after the election, if more of you scared assholes in the GOP would have stood up to your pimp and told the truth that the election wasn't stolen, that the election wasn't compromised, that your, you know, votes mattered, but we lost fair and square. If y'all would have said that, then maybe, just maybe, none of this would have probably happened yesterday. Okay, if you waited until after it was an attempted coup to speak up, then yeah, you're too late. Okay. But it's literally just too many people to blame here. You got Donald Trump Jr. saying this yesterday.
So to those Republicans, you have an opportunity today. You can be a hero or You can be a zero, and the choice is yours, but we are all watching. If you don't fight in the face of glaring irregularities, statistical impossibilities.
Fight for Trump. Yeah, they took that literally. You got Rudy Giuliani. He was saying this.
So, over the next 10 days, we get to see the machines that are crooked, the ballots that are fraudulent, and if we're wrong, we will be made fools of. But if we're right, a lot of them will go to jail. So, let's have trial by combat.
Trial by combat. All right, trial by combat. Yes, they ready to fight for Trump, and they ready to have trial by combat. That's exactly what they did yesterday on the Capitol building. And with all that, Donald Trump still loves them. You heard him say it himself.
I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us. But we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. God. So go home. We love you. You're very special.
We love you. You're very special. Even with rhetoric like that, you have the next president, our next commander in chief, still not telling America the truth about itself. Listen to Joe Biden after all the aftermath yesterday.
The scenes of chaos at the Capitol do not reflect a true America, do not represent who we are.
Joe Biden, you're 78 years old. You were born in 1942. You know as well as I do that this is exactly who America is. I'm so sick of y'all saying this isn't America. Yes, this is America, and it's always been America. The white privilege, the entitlement, this is how white mayonnaise-flavored mobs have acted since the beginning of time in this country, whenever they feel like they are losing power, okay? Whenever they feel like they are losing political power, whenever black people gain political influence or financial influence. Google Black Wall Street when Al Cracker destroyed the Greenwood District in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Google when 200 white men attacked the black community in Rosewood, Florida, killing over 30 black men, women, and children. Joe Biden, you were alive through the Jim Crow South. You were alive during the Civil Rights era. You were alive when JFK got shot, MLK Jr., Malcolm X. If this isn't America, what is? And until people like you acknowledge this is America and it's always been America, this country will never get the reboot it truly needs. What happened with Trump the last 4 years, what happened yesterday on that Capitol building, is what happens when white privilege, white entitlement, and white rage goes unchecked. America, you created that MAGA monster. If you treated white terrorists the way you treated Ahmaud Arbery, you wouldn't have these problems. If you treated white terrorists the way you treated Emmett Till, you wouldn't have these problems. If you treated white terrorists the way you treated Breonna Taylor, you wouldn't have these problems. All of those people I just named received the ultimate, severest punishment for nothing. They didn't even commit any crimes. Meanwhile, we saw that terrorist organization known as Al Cracker storm the Capitol building yesterday and nothing happened to them. Donald Trump once tweeted that people who vandalize or damage federal buildings in any of our cities or states will be prosecuted under our recently enacted Statue and Monuments Act, minimum 10 years in prison. Well, lock them up, okay? I tweeted this yesterday, and I repeat it today. In most countries throughout history, if you try a coup and it doesn't work, you get lined up and shot. Since America is no longer operating like a first world country, when do the executions start? At the least, every single one of those members of Vanilla ISIS, every single one of those members of Al Cracker should have gotten that 10-year minimum prison sentence. Instead, they got escorted out and probably treated to a steak dinner. You know they want their meat cooked rare. But the moral of the story is, if there is no consequences and repercussions to the attempted coup we saw yesterday, then what's next? You have Rudy Giuliani saying there's going to be a trial by combat over the next how many days? I understand that we have a new administration coming in, but I'm not optimistic because votes only change political positions of power. It doesn't change people's hearts. And at the very heart of America is racism, bigotry, and the white rage we saw on full display yesterday. That is what the foundation of America is absolutely built on. And until people are ready to acknowledge that this is America, that those ideals of freedom, liberty, and justice for all only apply to some, then nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to change. Clearly, those rights apply to the white terrorist organizations like the ones we saw storm the Capitol building yesterday. But will they ever truly apply to us? Only God and white Jesus knows. And for the record, we're not asking you to shoot them like you shoot us. Well, I wouldn't mind that either, honestly. But what we are asking is for you to not shoot us like you don't shoot them. Please let Remy Ma give this country that white Jesus is currently ignoring the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
All right, well, don't move. Happy holidays. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Come on. Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Ye.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Good morning, Giovanna.
Uh-oh, what's the matter, Giovanna?
Talk Why you sound us. Like you're whispering?
I'm whispering because my college student is home.
Okay.
And I don't want him to hear my question.
Oh, boy. Mommy freaky. All right, let's go.
Yeah, DJ Envy, happy anniversary. My husband and I be celebrating 24 years of summative.
Wow.
In our 20s.
Congrats so, to that.
Yeah, same to you. My question is, I don't know how you deal with all those kids, but what to do now that these kids are home when you're trying to get freaky with your husband?
Mm. Do you have any?
The only reason why you sustain these long-term marriages is because y'all do all kinds of crazy stuff, you know? But we're trying to figure it out.
How many kids?
Just one, but
okay, you know, he's home from college.
He's graduated last year, thank goodness. But, you know, with everything going on, his grad plans didn't work out. He was supposed to relocate to California. He's home with us. We have a condo and can't get down the way we usually get down, you know?
Oh, so is he ever going outside? Is there someplace like an outdoor space?
Not right now. And we, you know, normally we go to parks, but parks have been closed. We don't want to get arrested because he's essential. I own a catering business, kind of, you know, in the public eye. I don't want to be, you know, known for anything scandalous, but of course.
Y'all be going now, to the know, parks getting freaky? Yes, I like this.
No. She said.
Hold on.
Yes, they do.
Not now. Not during this.
Not now, of course. Everything is shut down. We try to be safe. As I said, my husband is essential. I own a catering business. Shout out to the small business owners. I fed the front line. Still doing my
What's the name of your catering today? Business? Let's plug that too while we're on here.
Oh, thank you. Impa Mama Signature Recipes. I'm in Cliffside Park, but I work out of a commercial kitchen in Inglewood. So Inglewood Hospital, Holy Name, TNEC, Feed the Frontline. We're still doing more.
Now, Giovanna, let me ask you this. Doesn't your son have to go to sleep at some point?
Now that he's home, not really. I mean, come on. You know these older kids. They're on FaceTime all hours of the night. You know, and we're not quiet.
You know what? I think is fun? You need to have sex quietly.
Quietly?
Actually is really fun, but it doesn't normally happen, but it's actually very exciting when you know people might.
My husband's louder than me, actually.
Well,
wow,
have to
Mama,
cover
you're
his,
putting in that you're work.
Gonna have to, you're going to have to cover his mouth while you're doing it, but it's actually
cover
something really mouth. Fun. About trying to be quiet while you have sex. And that might just be something y'all gonna have to do. Just be careful, quiet. It is exciting.
That we're gonna try.
Mama, can I be honest with you?
Creative ideas, especially from DJ. What do you do with all those kids? We live in a condo.
Well, first of all, the kids go to sleep. The kids go to sleep, and then the older kids.
The older one, exactly.
But he knows what's going on. You don't think he having sex?
She like, don't want him to hear that. Nobody want to hear their parents having sex.
Thank you, Angela. The kids don't want to hear that.
Put a lock on that door, and you and your hubby.
He's not
going to
walk in.
He's not walking in. So don't worry about it. He'll put his headphones on, and he'll be in his video game.
Giovanna, let me tell you what else you can do. Let me tell you what else you could do because you said the headboard. I'm glad you said that. Put a sheet on the floor and have sex quietly on the floor.
We have carpet on our under the floor under our bed, but
all right. Well, listen. Put a sheet on the floor.
Can't help that.
Put on some music. Put the TV on. Whatever you got to do.
Mama, don't even worry about your son. You know, my daughter came into me. She came into my room the other morning and was like, guys, you know I don't go to sleep at 12 o'clock, right? Exactly. You know I hear everything that was going on. And you know what I said? I said, well, you know how you got here, right? And then she just walked out. It is what it is. My daughter's 18. Your son is. He graduated college. He got to be in his 20s. He understands.
But listen, I just want to say, you just need to make a fun game out of it. Put that sheet on the floor. Tell him, all right, we got to be quiet. Turn on some music kind of low and just have sex slowly and quietly.
He's a grown-ass boy, mama. He's in your house. He's old enough now. You and hubby get freaky.
He doesn't want to see his mother's face. His father will come out smiling, but he doesn't want to see me come down and make his avocado toast after I didn't...
Avocado toast.
Well, I hope you would wash your hands at least.
Washing my hands and everything, but okay, we'll try the sheet on the floor.
No, mama, get your freaky ass on.
This is Ask Yee. She wanted advice, and my advice is have some fun with it. It's a different time. It's a different era. She don't want her son to hear. Put that sheet on the floor and have fun trying to be quiet.
Mm-hmm. Quarantine sex, maintaining the long-term marriages. You
got to
do what you
got to
do.
Mama, I haven't worked out the bed thing yet.
And every time he makes a little noise with his mouth and he starts getting too loud, just cover his mouth and be like, hey, you got to be quiet.
Mama, nah. And let me ask you a question. When you find out what to do with the bed, help me out with the bed because I haven't figured that out yet. My bed be squeaking. We haven't figured that out, man. We use WD-40.
We got the purple mattress and everything, and it's still
mine, too.
The mattress.
What the hell is the purple mattress?
He's loud.
It's a label. It's a type of mattress. You have an air mattress?
No, we don't have no. Please, we would bust an air mattress. We tried that back in the 90s.
She tried to play you. Angela just tried to play you, Mom. She's gonna tell you she got an air mattress. You're a grown ass woman. She tried to play you like you some old young cat with an air mattress.
I have
Brooklyn air mattress. Wow.
You're disrespectful. I actually have an air mattress as a spare mattress in my house in case I have company and I'm like, okay, here's an air mattress. So sometimes people come spend the night. So you can blow up. You could use the air mattress.
In the 80s. No, I don't know if that's gonna work. We gonna try.
And it's a pillow top air mattress, and it's very nice. Yeah, and my goddaughter.
Inflate automatically. Yeah, I have that for guests, but I don't think that's gonna work. Yeah. For us.
Mama, go in. Don't worry about him.
We're gonna go and go. Okay, I'm gonna take your advice.
Go in. He knows. He understands.
I know you know, DJ MV. Long-term marriage, you got to do what you got to do.
That's right. Sometimes you got to stick.
Now, kids or not.
That's right. Or stick your face out the window. Let hubby hit it from the back. That way, if you yell, it's outside. You go in. You get freaky.
Then my neighbors. I've already had notices under my door from my neighbors. That's the last thing I need is for them to see my shit hanging out the window now, too.
Now.
Why are you so long and hanging out the window?
Not long, but, you know, let's stick my face out the window. That's going to come next.
Oh, my gosh. Well, have fun with it. Get on that floor and have some fun.
Thank you. Good luck, Mama. And sustain these long-term marriages. We out here doing it, too.
There you go.
Black love. Black love.
Black love.
Don't do your catering straight from doing what you do with your husband. Just make sure you wash your hands, shower. We don't want any extra...
That food had more love in it, boy. All right. Thank you, Mama. All right. 805.
That ain't love. And that ain't cream either.
800-585-1051. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. I'm gonna
keep it real with you. Here's some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Yee.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello. Who's this?
Hi, I want to stay anonymous.
All right, okay. Anonymous. What's your question for you?
Okay, so me and my husband have been married almost 2 years now. Before I started dating him, I was dating a lot of women, so I'm not really, like, experienced with, like, the oral stuff for men. So I tried, and he didn't like it, so we haven't had oral sex in a while, but I feel confident in my ability to perform where he can be pleased, but he won't take me seriously because it's been so long since he's had it.
Okay, so you know what you're doing now. You feel confident.
Well, I feel confident, but I don't know if it's going to be right until, you know, I actually try, but he won't let me try because...
He doesn't want to be a guinea pig and end up with some abrasions on his penis.
Yeah, so I'm trying to figure out how to set it up to where he can be comfortable enough to allow me to see, okay, what progression I've made and then go from there.
Okay, so look, this is what I think, right? Before you guys get to it, when you're doing your foreplay, you should ask him, can I just kiss it? I'm not going to do anything more than that. And then you should kiss it, and then you should tongue kiss it, and then you should just do a little bit more until, you know, he's feeling good about it. And then, you know, that's when you go a little bit more. But just make sure that you keep your mouth very lubricated. Don't use your teeth. Tuck them away.
Okay.
I think you just gotta. Now I'm starting to feel
less confident.
Why I sound like you're talking about Envy bike riding?
What? No, we're definitely not talking about that. But I just, listen, just start it off. So just say, look, I'm just going to kiss it. I'm not going to do anything else. And then when you kiss it, right? Kissing could mean anything. It could be closed mouth, open mouth. And then, you know, just play around with that area. And then if he likes it, he'll be okay with you going a little further.
How will I know if he likes it, though?
Ask him.
Because as a man, he may just accept it just because the love of me as his wife, but he may not want to actually tell me that he's enjoying what's happening. So I'm trying to figure like what signs I should look for.
Well, first of all, there's nothing better than asking a direct question, and you can ask it like, okay, do you like that? Well, tell me what you want me to do and I'm going to do it. And be like, how would you like it better? Well, you know, just ask those questions, but you could do it in a sexy way so that he's mm-hmm. going to direct you to the way to do it. And just be like, look, tell me what to do.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I will try that and I'll let you know how it goes. Thank you.
I cannot wait to hear about it.
All right, you guys have a good morning.
You too.
And that was another edition of the service.
She had a real question. Crazy.
All right.
Did sound like you was talking about DJ Envy riding his bike, though. I'm not going to lie.
Why?
Because that's what he was visualizing.
I had to think about it. I was like, what is she talking about?
I'm a married man. You got these fantasies about me, and I don't like it. I'm starting to feel uncomfortable.
You're a liar!
What's wrong with you?
Keep it locked. We have more coming up next. It's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
It's that time again.
Ask Charlamagne and DJ Envy anything.
Pick it up.
It's time to ask CNE.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask CNE. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, we're going to help you out. We're going to get through as many as we can. Hello, who's this?
What's up, DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God? This is Mailman.
This guy, how old are you, brother?
I'm 46.
Now, you're dating a 19-year-old girl?
Lord have mercy.
No, man. Don't play me like that. No, I'm 19 years older than us.
Oh, you're 19 years old.
How you do this better than the rumor report? This was a great rumor you just started on this poor young man.
So you're 49 and you're dating a young lady that's 19 years younger.
No, man. Listen, hear me out. I'm 46.
Okay.
She's 27.
Okay.
That ain't too bad.
Yes, that is.
It's better than 19.
You know, it is better than 19. I met her through work and stuff, you know what I'm saying, over time. And I started digging her. We've been kicking it for about 7 months or whatever. But sometimes I be feeling kind of funny because of the age difference. I don't look my age, you know.
Yeah, you sound it. Because you cracking jokes. You be talking to her and you be like, you so smart. You a regular Doogie Howser. She be like, who the hell is Doogie Howser?
Doogie Howser?
You tell me you're saying.
But if you feel her, who cares? You know, who cares what people think, bro? If you feeling her, she feeling you, you just take your Viagra, your Levitra, the blue pill, and just do what you got to do.
No, I'm A1 on my end.
You lying.
Bro. You got to...
I just feel like that sometimes.
You got to be yourself. That's your own insecurities because you old as hell and she young and you trying to keep up. You know what I mean? That's your own insecurities. You got to get out your own head if you're going to be with that young girl now.
I feel you on that.
All right. Well, good luck, she man. Gonna leave remember, you, though. Levitra, the blue pill, Viagra. You got to.
You know she's going to leave you, though.
Because you got to keep her.
I need that Al Green and that Henny.
You riding around with JLX, see that? Al Green. She want to hear Chris Brown. You listening to Al Green. I love Al Green. You know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all arguing about whether to listen to the new Act 2 or the Savage Mode 2. You know what I mean?
I'm talking about the trees. I ain't talking about no Al Green singing.
Oh, I didn't know y'all called it Al Green. See, that's my old ass. I'm sorry. I didn't know that's what y'all call weed nowadays. I didn't know it was called Al Green. I had no idea.
That's what they called it back then.
Okay. Yeah. Does she know who Al Green is?
Yes, she know who Al Green is. She should. Everybody
no, ain't no should. She think Al Green is a strain of weed, and y'all call it that because the weed is green. She has no idea that that's an actual singer.
Right.
But good luck, brother.
I appreciate it, though, fellas.
Like you said, don't let your insecurities bother you, man. If you like that girl, she like you, just enjoy.
All right, for sure.
Age is too hard to get over. I know that, you know, you can't help who you grow in love with. Mm-hmm. But when you're damn near 50 and a woman's just 27 years old, what the hell are y'all talking about? Seriously. Like, what are y'all talking about? She can't name none of the members of Wu-Tang Clan.
Nope.
She don't remember no episodes of Cosby Show.
Nope.
Like, what are y'all talking about?
She can't tell you about New Edition.
Nothing. Nope. Only thing she knows about New Edition is the movie she saw on BET.
Right. Yeah, she does.
That's it.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up? It's Crystal.
Hey, Crystal. What's your question for CNE?
All right. So I have a sister. We're 14 months apart, really close. So we went on a trip to the Philippines in December, but 2 weeks before the trip, I got fired from my job. Great job. Then it was there for 10 years. So I never gave her the money for the trip when we came back. So I didn't see her. I was in my feelings about being depressed, you know, lost my job or whatever the case was. So fast forward, she tells me that, you know, I took advantage of her. And I'm like, take advantage of you? You're my sister. Like, we're adults. Nobody, neither one of us, well, she's not pressed for the $1,200. And, you know, I was just kind of in my feelings. I have 2 kids. I have a mortgage. I lost my job. And we're in the middle of Corona now. So now she's mad about the $1,200 and she feels that I took advantage of her.
I agree with her.
$1,200.
No, that's her sister.
$1,200.
I agree with her.
No, that's her sister. She got to hold that.
Why you ain't give her money back?
Because she lost her job. She got 2 kids and a mortgage.
She shouldn't have went to the Philippines then.
But the trip was already paid for.
Yeah.
Clearly it wasn't. So
no, she paid for it.
Did she tell you that she was paying for you or did she pay for it with the assumption that you was going to pay her back?
I was gonna pay her back.
Things happen.
Exactly. So
that's
I agree
my
with
sister.
Her.
Things nope. happen. She
but
got
I
a
lost
job.
My job.
That's right.
Okay.
Your sister got
so
to take
why
that L.
She have sympathy for me
because she see you out here still buying stuff. She see you out here still living. You still doing something that make her know that you got that $1,200.
When's the last time you went out, Mama?
Well, I just came back from Jamaica.
See what I'm saying?
You taking advantage of my
I know you lost it. I know you. You should have gave her money back before you went to Jamaica. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Huh? I gave it to her.
When?
I gave it to her.
Oh, you gave her the money back.
Cool. I gave her her money back. But she feels that I took advantage of her. But not with just one situation overall over our lives. But I feel like she's just mean and insensitive. And based off of those feelings that I have, I don't really want to have a discussion with her anymore. Like, I love my sister dearly, but I don't want to be friends with her anymore.
Well, if you took advantage of her. She should be mad at you.
Well, if you gave her the money back, then she's just being mad at you for being mad. But she probably just...
But how long did it take to get her money back?
That's right.
Before you went to Jamaica?
It is kind of slack that you didn't give her money back. You was just out here balling. Don't you hate when somebody owe you money and they just out here balling?
Y'all are missing it. I have 2 kids. She has an Audi.
But you went to Jamaica.
She said, I got 2 kids and she got an Audi S7. Listen... You're wrong. I'm being honest with you. You're wrong.
But I gave it to her.
No, that's good.
Too long.
So she needs to get over it, but you're wrong.
You foul.
You're wrong. She's wrong.
All right, we got more coming up next, so don't move. Happy holidays. Don't go anywhere. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Positive note is simply this. Your immediate reaction does not tell you who you are. It is how you decide to respond after the reaction that gives you real insight into how much you have grown. Your first reaction is your past. Your intentional response is your present.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.